to the all-new Sports Cage. Text 306-936-6262. 620 CKRM.
If you missed any of the show so far, you can always go back and listen to it in podcast form. Also, Colson is hard at work putting up some of the clips, so you can just go to at Sports Cage on Twitter and find him there. We had Jeremy Reach talking about the Boston Bruins and Pasta's fight with Tkachuk. Obviously, all the training camp stuff with Luke and Dave. We're going to get more of that coming up. Arash Madani as well. Capital Ford Lincoln text line 936-6262 is always open. We kind of had the fun topic or question out there to people after that Pasta and Tkachuk fight last night. Do you remember a fight that seemed odd in the NHL? Just two guys that went at it that you didn't expect. I said Iginla and LeCavalier. Kellen still, have you watched that one?
I did watch it, yes, and I was very surprised. I thought Jerome Iginla was a better fighter than that. But
no, I think LeCavalier is good.
LeCavalier was good, but I thought Iginla was a lot stronger, and he just didn't. He looked sort of like Alexander Semin. I mean, I don't want to fight Jerome Iginla, have that known, but I was sort of surprised by his tactics. Jeez. In that fight.
I wish he was here. I wish he was one of those reality shows where he pops out of the... All right, well, here's Jerome here. We have another one come in here. Gretzky's fight with Neil Broughton in 1982. That is a funny one. The only time the great one dropped the gloves. Or the league's 20-plus year fight to keep the Coyotes in Phoenix. That's creative. I like it. That's a good one. Keep them coming in. Speaking of hockey, a huge day in junior hockey in Western Canada. The WHL Prospects Draft went down. I think it's wrapped up now, is it not? All right. So we're fortunate enough to be joined by head scout of the Regina Pats, Dale McMillan. And Dale, how busy is today for you? Probably leading up is busy. On a scale of 1 to 10, like, what time do you start this morning, and how does the day go?
Well, we meet at the office there 8:30 this morning after meetings prior week. Yeah, and you just go through the process. The draft starts at 10 a.m. and you start picking the players that you had lined up.
So the guys you had lined up, does it usually, is it, you know, we hear a lot about the NFL, the NHL drafts and all that, or do you have to pivot on the fly quite a bit? Because, you know, guy that you have might get taken, or maybe a surprise pick that you had is going to get taken?
No, I think that's the wide body of work you put into everything throughout the winter and all these year-end tournaments and then the meetings you have. I mean, there's some, you could say, a bit of movement later on in the draft where it goes by position. But for the most part, you spend so much time putting it together as far as the rankings and where we as a group feel each player fits. You pretty much have to go off the way you had it mapped out.
Kellen and I were talking here, and surprised with how many Saskatchewan kids went in that first round. Me being surprised, is that a fair assessment?
I don't know. It's just, yeah, I mean, every year's a little bit different, but having said that, the AA league here in Saskatchewan has been proven over the years. I mean, there's a lot of teams, and sometimes it's weaker year to year, but those young guys, once they get into the midget programs, they always seem to take off. So it's a bit of a projection-based industry. It's I think you have to project a little bit without getting too smart about everything, but these kids do change over the next 3 years. At, you know, 17 for the most part is when we expect these young guys to step into our lineups.
Scouter Kellen here. We talked about that, those Saskatchewan picks, and there were seven of them in the first round. The Pats' first pick came just at the beginning of the second round there when you guys picked up Aiden Wagner from Yorkton. Obviously, he played at NAX last year, but he's going to play with the Saskatoon Blazers this year in mid at AAA. Tell us about Aiden Wagner.
I think Kellen's second half, you like to see, for whatever reason, kids start to take off a little bit, and obviously it's the development process. some boys start to finish, they just don't seem to change a lot. But Aiden is a puck-moving defenseman. He can weave his way up the ice. He seems to have some sandpaper in his game at different times. You watch him finish checks and things like that. He strikes you as a young guy that's got a bit of a switch. Like, don't get in my kitchen or I'm coming after you. So he's got a pretty good combination of a puck movement and a little bit of grit in his game, and he thinks his way around the ice.
You mentioned the Sask AA League, and now we're seeing academies pop up. And it, you know, where it used to be, really, it was like Notre Dame, and then it was kind of Shattuck, and then there was a bunch East Coast. The Saskatchewan League kid to the academy kid, is there a lot of difference? Are you starting to see that change a bit, or are you big on the Sask League?
Well, the Sask League is good, I mean, because for us, being a Saskatchewan-based team, the recruitment process is very easy for the most part. Once they get into their midget programs here in Saskatchewan, whether it be AA or the AAA preferably, they take steps. So the academies aren't going away. I think they started off whatever it was, 7, 8, 9 years ago, the way time flies by. That was the flavor of the day. But kids don't get overlooked. There's so many scouts out there. And if they're doing their part early on, truthfully, academy kids do get a step on the rural kids, whether it's Saskatchewan or rural BC, Alberta, Manitoba, but in the end, they usually catch up.
The landscape of the draft has changed the last few years with the introduction of the U.S. Prospects Draft, and the Regina had the first overall pick yesterday, selecting Braden Hordichuk with some NHL bloodlines. What kind of player is Braden?
He's a combination, Kellen. He's got some grit in his game, sandpaper, whatever you want to call it. He's got skill. Arrives at the front of the net at the right time. I learned something under John when he was here as a general manager. He used to say, "You want players, and it doesn't matter what rink they play in." So, home or away, Braden Hordichuk, in our eyes, I think, as a group, is going to play the same way. I think at the pro level, you see the same thing. Some teams are real good at home. They get on the road, and you can't find some guys. So, but he's just a character kid that wants to play in Regina. Darcy and Lisa, his parents, are excited. Obviously, Darcy's from Saskatchewan. His wife's from California. But he's got family here, and they could be more excited to be part of the Regina Pats.
How many years have you been at this?
Without counting, it's the 20s now. So
yeah, okay. So it's over 20 plus years. What are the main things that have changed? You know, you talk about now the skill level on these kids. I got a 2011, and some of the, like, the edge work that some of these guys, you look at Maddox Schultz, right, where everyone's going to be foaming at the mouth next year. What has changed for the Bantam draft and what you look at so much over those years?
Well, I don't, you can combine different things, but today's game, the way it's played, the speed and everything else, you have to be able to skate. But having said that, there's some kids that just have that want, will themselves to be players, so they can offset different deficiencies. But character is a huge priority with our group, the competitiveness, and there again, home or away, you got to play the same way. You got to have hockey sense, and there's differing levels of that, skill level, puck touches, things like that. Can you make plays in tight areas? Can you play the game with speed? So it's a varying degree of different ways of describing stuff. But I think in the end of the day, those are, you know, 4 to 5 things that we really look for, and character and compete. Good kids, good families is huge on our radar.
Dale, and it's a topic that Barney and I were talking about earlier on off air, but you take 9 players this year. Last year, you took 12. It's a little bit different than other sports. Can you explain sort of the thought process as you go into the draft? Do you know this morning before the draft starts, hey, we've got 9 spots open and that's what we're going to draft? Do you let the draft come to you? And sort of how does that change from year to year or franchise to franchise?
Well, again, we were sitting at the start of the draft. We had room for about 7 players. We end up dropping 1 at the draft, so to create space. But I don't know if it changes a lot, Kellen. You go through the draft, you want the best player, but you can't get too heavy, in one position. For argument's sake, if you started as you had it mapped out, there's other teams picking, obviously 21 others. If it's 4 or 5 forwards and those are the best players, that's great, but you still have to find some defensemen and possibly what you perceive as a starting goalie. So, this year with 9 players drafted, 3 BC, 3 Alberta, 3 Saskatchewan, you pretty much, like I said, you go as you have it lined up because you put so much time and energy into this. And when you look at your roadmap at the draft and you start deviating too much, I think you can get into trouble.
We have about a minute here, Dale, but just the last question for me. You mentioned it. You have 3 players from 3 different provinces, plus the 2 American players a day ago. With the breadth and the reach of your scouting staff, how many reports and how many looks would you be getting at these players that you're drafting today?
Well, some are more than others. Obviously, with academies, I mean, there's a lot of academy teams filter through certain cities, but we would have viewings, I don't think any less than 5 on a player and as many as 25, because just the geographics of where hockey's being played and the amount of time your area people go to the rink. I mean, you want the reports put in there. Is a young guy changing, getting better, flatlining, whatever you want, however you want to word it. You want updates, I wouldn't say every week, but, every couple months, month, whatever, to see if there's progression in their game.
Dale, thanks so much for giving some insight into this, and congratulations on another year, and we'll see how everything shakes out.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Right on. It is the all-new Sports Cage and the home of sports in Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.